with a great humbleness that I'd like to ask Rav Aaron Kahn, the Shiva, to please address us.
You mentioned Yazeda, thinking that if you really care about Akiva Shammai as much as obviously you do, you get yourself settled. That's a Sashem Bekalev. I remember a number of years ago, in the midst of that incredible Arichus Yomim Vishonim, where everyone was so mispalel Yomim Valayla, concerned Yomim Valayla, Isaac Yomim Valayla, petitioning and begging the Eibishter, that should be well, should return Le'esonai, come back to the yeshiva, to the Beis Medrash. The Agav, I want you to know that I moved into the neighborhood about 25 years ago. From the Lower East Side. Dorten, I can hear that Chaim Berlin, it's a club. It's a club. I didn't realize that it was a club because almost instantaneously I became a member of that club. And one of the people who brought me in, Kivayochel, into his heart, into his neshama, he walked into the Beis Medrash. He knew how to make a Rav happy. He used to ask me questions about my drushes. Who asks questions to a Rav about his drushes? About Yeshiva Flechtman, about Rav. From then on, and it's about Shtaka from Tog to Tog, from Yod to Yod, I have a tremendous haggish for Chaim Berlin, for Yeshivas Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, Rashi Yeshiva, Avreichim, and the little children that come and learn in the shul. Half liver fella. He became a big chassid. The Maisa, Amir de Kazach, one of those years, Erev Yom Kippur, So I asked one of my mispalim, Reb Meir Olenov, Zolzayn Gesund, said, let's go to Kingston. Come. The following Kingston, Erev Yom Kippur. I had in mind the Meir de Gezach to tell a story about the Evan Ozel, that in his later years in Yerushalayim, it was very hard for him to walk, especially up steps. Hard to walk up steps, so the minhag was that the simchas were in the house mostly. So he couldn't come to the simcha, to bar mitzvah, to sheva brachas, whatever. So they used to bring the bar mitzvah bracha a few days before the simcha, and they would bring him to the house of this is Zalman, Zechayinu Levracha, and there he would give a bracha. That's how they win the sameach together. All of a sudden they see that on that Shabbos he's climbing up the steps and he's coming by atzmai to the simcha. My high. So he says he has tremendous hakaras hatoiva. What was this Hakara Satova? They're thinking to myself, what did we ever do for the Evan Ozel? So he said, I'll tell you what it is. The Bacha comes, and he brings with him the Katiz, the invitation to the Bar Mitzvah. I look at the Bacha, I look at the Katiz, I see his name, and I say to myself, Wie kann sein, als der Bacha hat jetzt Bar Mitzvah, that only yesterday I was by his bris, the Sandik. So from that I had a meiridike hiru tshuva. Vai vi eslave de zeit, und vi wichtige dis sahalten de zeit. And for that hiru tshuva, that you were goyim, I felt compelled to come ba'atzmi. I was thinking to myself, at that moment on the ride up, and Kal v'chomer ben b'nei shel Kal v'chomer on the ride back, where we just made it, you know, in time, to the Seuda, about that story. And I was thinking to myself how many thousands of Hirhurei Tshuva Akiva Shammai, Zechonu Levracha L'chayel Amabo, is goyren to me, and of course to everyone. Because you can really understand the value of something when you see that it's nifsak, kashemesh batzorayim, v'chayim chiyusai still. And you realize what this meant, uftzaton. You realize what something that is no longer, but you still see the life. You spoke very beautifully about zikaron, about lemaisa. This wasn't a zikaron because it's in front of you, mamish. You see the hevdel, the hefresh, of someone who bechayim chiyusa with the shtarkeit, with the levedekeit, with the tremendous ava. Every kulay aimer kavod, kulay aimer, kulay rotzuf ava, kulay aimer yiras Hashem and avas Hashem, and avas Yisrael and a chaver, a yedid, a child, all the milus that you could imagine. Such an unbelievable avoda, and all of a sudden you see I has a hepsik, and you look and you daven and you pray, but all it's was mevil. Oh, but what about the hegish that you have about yourself? So that brings upon you an unbelievable hirhu tshuva. And for that hirhu tshuva, I can't imagine how I could ever express my hakaras hatova. Nobody would ever have wanted the gram of that hirhu tshuva. But the Eibishter works in his own ways, and we can't do anything about that. But lemaisit could only have been a hirhu tshuva if you saw the contrast, and the only reason you saw the contrast was because it was so incredible. I tell you, Mary de Gezach, I had a Maisa Shehoya. The day of this Chasana, which I had every intention of coming to early, we had for the shul, because we were planning at that time to build the shul here on 18th and J. So we had a meeting of a judge and his panel. It's like a court, but it's not called a court. It's called the Board of Standards and Appeals. We had a very hush of a meeting. It was very critical that I should be there. I had, therefore, I knew we were going to have this meeting, and I knew the meeting was late in the day. So, Fashteitzach, it wasn't shaykh to come to the chasna on time, to come to the chuppah, given abgelet. I'll come at least a little bit to tansen mit Akiva. Is kedai to go to Chicago for 5 minutes. To be with Akiva for 5 minutes. No, so the meeting ended much later than we expected, and I couldn't leave. Ich mein, ich bin dort in der ganze Baldova. I couldn't leave. I'm going to miss the plane. I looked for a taxi. Normally you find over the taxis left and right. It was near the 9/11. It was in that general area. And I walked, I ran, I went to a place where I thought maybe there would be taxis. Then I went to another, finally I got the taxi. The man was like a fire. And I just managed to get on the plane. So, Chodzik, Abisala Tansen Sazan. I get out of the plane, and I'm saying to myself, there are people there lined up, all kinds of funny taxis, you know, that are not legal, they're not official. And I'll miss the whole chasna. I'm going to go normal. I get on the line, finally he gives me a gun. No, I get into the taxis. The man is Arabic. He's an Arab. He speaks Arabic, and he only speaks Arabic. He doesn't speak a word of English. All right, but maybe he knows Chicago. Gar nicht. So what is it? I tell him where I want to go. And he takes out the map with one hand, and with the other hand, he calls up his brother. And they're hacking tzadik and sahin and tzadik in Arabic. But what about the wheel? So who's holding the wheel? So that's a gvaldik akashi. And Tosfos doesn't hear this discussion. Anyhow, Bekitzer, he's talking, and I say to myself, I'm not sure if I'll ever make it Bechlal. And this is a bit of a zach. So Bekitzer, he's talking to his brother, and all of a sudden, woo, woo, woo. He's got a siren, And Fashteitzacha, so she pulled a lady, the ganze levush from a motorcycle cop. It's a mamish in Chicago. So she gets out of the motorcycle, and I'm sitting there in the back. And she doesn't even see that there's a passenger. She's just interested in the driver. So she said, "Do you know what you just did?" So you see, you know, you just went through a red light. Well, how should he not see the red light if he's looking at the map and talking to his brother? So, let me see your license. Let me see your license. Say, "Oh, fine." Takes out a piece of paper. Doesn't look like a license to me. She says, "This paper says that your license expired 3 months ago." I'm saying to myself, "I'll never get there." I'm saying to myself, like, I was very meyurish. I mean, it's funny telling over the story afterwards, but I was mamish meyurish. Why is this such a kuvin? Anyhow, I decided I have to be Miss Arif over here. She could keep him for hours. We're go get another taxi. I don't even know where I am. It could be in the other end of Chicago. Anyhow, because I stick my head out and I say, "Excuse me, we have to get to this wedding. I'm so to speak. I have to officiate at a wedding and I'm very, very late." So she looks in a little bit more and she says, "Oh, Amish, go right ahead." I don't know, but anyhow, the gegangen, and it turns out, amazing thing, that he was 2 blocks away from the Chasna Hall. Getanzt mit der Kiddush Shama. There's an inyan of Hachmotzas Hashor. What would I ever have been able to forgive myself? But nicht gehad dem Gelegenheit zu tanzen mit der Kiddush Shama. I'm sitting here on the chair and I'm looking forward and I see there's a plate here on the wall. Baruch Atah B'Vayecha Baruch Atah B'Tzeisach Chazal K'shem Shebi'oscha B'Leichet Kach Yitzi'oscha. The Rambam says in the last halacha of Hilchus Mezuzah, it's a very, very wichtige mitzvah. Neishi Chayvas HaKol Tomit. All right. And then the Rambam continues and he says, and every time that he's nichnas and yotze, he's niska b'mezuzah. And he knows, she'ein dover oimid l'olam olam olamim ela the yichud of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's all there is. That's all that matters. That's all that counts. The Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And that, says the Rambam, is goyim v'yeyer v'yeyer mishnosa yushkiyosav bahav lihazman. He wakes up from his slumber. Akiva Shammai for me was that mezuzah. Akiva Shammai for me, he didn't wake up from the slumber. But the hirhurei tshuva and the hergish of what was and the havana of that what's going to remain with all of us and the havana of the unbelievable hashpah that everybody's talking about that grows with this man, that is a mezuzah that a person, there's not a day that goes by kemat that I don't think of that mezuzah. That mezuzah was ma'or us mishnasay ushkiyoysa of our preoccupation with the nonsense of the world. The vichtig is the tzeit. Wie wichtig ist das Leben to be able to be an Eved Hashem. Wie wichtig ist das Leben that a person should be able to learn one more Blat Gemara, one more Tosfos, one more Rambam and Ravid. And that is the Baruch Atah B'Vayecha, Baruch Atah B'Tzeisecha of the Mezuzah. Into the house, out of the house, into the Beis Medrash, out of the Beis Medrash, into the street, out of the street. All you know is Achdusa Yizbarach Shmoy. And that Havana and that Hergesh, one of my Rebbeim that will always be my Rebbe, was Akiva Shammai ben Rebbe Elazar, Yehei Zichrei Baruch.